This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, so the time is now 4:45 p.m., and I am calling the January 30th FA meeting to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Here.
Present.
I'm like, no, he's here. He just walked out of
here.
To the bathroom, maybe?
Here.
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 Excuse. Bonatti's here.
Bonatti's here. Sorry about that. He's going to be late.
Oh my god.
Did he say that to me?
No.
Nope. He's on excuse that he's going to be late.
Where's he coming from?
The text just said, I'm going to be late.
Unexcused for now.
Yeah.
Please mark the fake as unexcused. Very strict about attendance now. That's why you know.
There's only one slot for party. This is party.
Oh, okay.
I mark them whether they're excused or not.
Perfect. Let me check. Can you count the people here? Everybody, I need you guys to take your seats on the part where we actually count. All right. So the first order of business. I need everybody to be quiet now. We're starting the meeting. Great. The first order of business is approval of the January 23rd meeting minutes. You should have all received a separate email from Sarah explaining, and Brian's note that was in the meeting, or in that email explaining the minutes. You should have all looked over them. Are there any amendments to the meeting at this time?
Ready to approve.
Motion to amend.
Second.
I mean, I wasn't really going to. I mean, it's his word, so I just let him correct it.
That sounds like a good change.
Are there any more?
Motion to approve.
There's been a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
It has been seconded. Any dissent? Seeing none, we are going to approve the minutes, or the minutes are approved. Just say it like that. Next order of business is open microphone. EVP ballot.
Hi, so if there's anyone in the audience today who is not currently on the agenda but would like to address the assembly, now is your time to come forward. Seeing none, open microphone is now closed.
Perfecto. All right, next on the agenda is a dining committee update representative. Perfect. Any questions? Great. Thanks for that. Next on the agenda is the University Assembly update. DC leadership.
University Assembly met Tuesday, and they discussed a resolution regarding
group misconduct.
Group misconduct, and so that's public. And if you have any questions about that, feel free to contact the three of us. And they also discussed the TCAT and a lot about transportation. There's a presentation on that. So if you're interested in transportation and changes regarding TCAT, especially prices and stuff, feel free to email one of us and we can forward that information along to you as well. They'll be discussing it in the CIC committee of the UA, which is Campus Infrastructure Committee.
And I believe Rep. Rucker took on Campus Infrastructure Committee, so you should be getting an email soon.
Yeah.
Is that person, you sit on the infrastructure also?
Yeah.
Oh, both of you. Oh, all of you just good for y'all. All right, great. Interestingly, all of you, everybody who had questions last week about R19, would suggest you connect with Juliana, but also connect and Nick, but also look at, and are you waving at me, Juliana? Oh, and connect with Gina. And also review the UA minutes again, like Melissa said, because there are four that they passed actually pertain directly to disclosure of stuff like that on the Google Conduct website, which is similar to what we're doing. So please review that. And they actually passed it. Next is a retreat announcement, EBT ballot.
Hi everyone, so our retreat will be this Saturday from 11 to 3. There will be training and lots of really interesting activities that we've worked hard to put together. It will be in the draw 165. And the other exciting news is that your votes are in and we're getting to keep them. And I will send a reminder email out to all of you later.
Just email.
Thank you. It is important that all of you are present and on time so we can all have a good time, especially since we're paying for it. Next is a Cal's Diversity Showcase announcement, VP Tolkien. Do you have a mic down there?
Hi,
well, you got an email from me. You, Lisa, and Abe got the same email.
Okay, I'm going to defer to you on that.
Which means you weren't looking at the agenda. All right. So Cal's, I think Lisa and all the Cal's were both Kendrick, Matt, Lindsay, Lisa, and Abe, who's the other CD chair, also got this email. There's a Cal's Diversity Showcase coming up. I think it's tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? Basically, the College of Agricultural Life Sciences, as part of Toward New Destinations, they actually created a grant program for innovative both student initiatives and kind of like department initiatives based on recruitment. So it'll be interesting just to go and see what they've come up with, and these grant recipients basically is a pretty good thing. So it'll be interesting. So Lisa, if you could, or actually forward that email out to the rest of the assembly members so they can see that flyer and get the actual details for it. Next is the GPSA collaboration on R19 update. That's going to be VP Batista. Where are you?
Huh?
Okay. So in regards to that, the couple of SAA members and the office of representation is working with the diversity committee of the GPSA representing at the meeting on February 10th. We're working on, figuring out where to move forward with Resolution 19 and working with the various members across campus to find something that's friendly to all the constituencies on campus. So look forward to that. Also, expect an email in the next day requesting suggestions to make this a more effective resolution. Okay, thanks everyone.
Next is a faculty panel update. That's for me. On Monday, myself and about four other men of color did a faculty panel, or a panel for the faculty, that was talking about engagement or faculty engagement for students of color, particularly men of color. It was just kind of an interesting discussion, a lively discussion, I would say. The faculty was sponsored by the provost's office. A lot of the good takeaways, or the one simple takeaway from that was one of the one things faculty members could do in the beginning of the year, or at least three times a semester, would be to simply reach out to their advisees, something that does not seem to be done. But there are a lot of other things that came out of that, and if you want to talk about it offline, I'd be more than happy to talk about it. Next, we're going to go to an Appendix B information session announcement by VP Finance Block.
Hello. Oh, well, this semester, we have to set Appendix B. I know you guys are in this filing funding announcement. So basically what Appendix B is are the rules that govern the funding that we give out to groups. Most of the time they follow them. That's what I know. anyway, we're going to have an information session about the process, much like we did at the beginning of last semester. It's going to be at McGraw 165 at 7:30 p.m. This coming Monday. For all those on APSCOM, we're going to start meeting on Monday. Yeah, I realize I should probably email you guys at some point about that. Other than that, I can't wait to bring back Byron Tunney back to the assembly. It's going to make some people happy again this last semester.
I was going to say, liaison should be getting an email from Black shortly with information on how to follow up with the organizations you're liaison to about a committee.
Perfect. I was actually going to say, liaisons, you are expected to be, every single liaison to a bilateral organization is expected to be at the info session on Monday so that your organization knows who you are and knows how to contact you and so that you are aware of how we're going to conduct this process and you are able to communicate that to them effectively when you're meeting with them. Next is an elections committee update, DOE Mutia.
The election committee met on Tuesday. We discussed some of our initial plans for the individual college debates that we'll be having this year. The initiative that started with last year, and we're trying to make them more well attended. So if you have any ideas for campaign after starts, feel free to contact me. All election material went online last week. The calendar and the rules were approved last semester, so if you have any questions, that's all online. Feel free to reach out to me. And the election committee will be meeting every other Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the fourth floor conference room.
Thanks. And now, something I'm going to do now is just so everybody is aware, all committee chairs, I need you to go through very quickly and just say what your meeting time will be for the semester, time and date. We're going to start with appropriations.
Appropriations will be meeting not every Monday like last semester, but we're going to start meeting next Monday. Our room got changed, so we're now in the basement of Europe. I don't know if there are any windows in our room. It should be fun. It should be good enough.
Community life. Stefanko.
Talk loudly.
4:30. We will have our meeting 5-6 every Tuesday in Clark 247.
That's why I know there's Clark.
Communications
will be meeting each Friday in the Woodstreet Hall at 3 p.m.
Oh,
dining. Bart is not here. Financial aid is not here yet. Exec. That was out of order. Try to go out.
Exec will be meeting every Sunday at 1 p.m. in the World Trade Sports World Conference.
Election.
There's a lot of passing here. Oh, my God.
Keisha Engage.
Every other Tuesday, 7 to 8 in Fourth Floor Conference Room. We have meeting this week, so see you can talk next week.
Can't wait for election.
Did I miss any committees? Or the CD and SADAC, sorry.
So SADAC, we'll be meeting twice a month. Our first one is not this Friday, but upcoming Friday at 8 a.m. on Statler G71, right next to the Statler Library, which are all the way up to the And the various locations varies, but twice a month, starting this month. Okay. These are the CDs from here.
And the first meeting is Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. at the Center of Longitude. But there are changes that come up every week to accommodate the people who are
Perfect.
So now that all the committee places and times are set and everything, if your committee time, location, anything changes, email Ian and myself so that I'm aware, and Ian can change the calendar on the website because all the meetings are listed on the website so that any community member is aware where they are and can be engaged if they so choose to be.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All committees chair, you are expected to be holding meetings. Those of you who are not holding meetings, you need to be, I'm sorry? You can say it loudly. Sure. You are expected to be holding meetings, and you need to make sure you produce minutes and send those to the office so that they can be put on the website so everybody knows what's happening. Now that your meetings are on the calendar, I will be dropping by each of your meetings just to see what exactly you're tackling going on and try to make sure you guys are on track because we have a couple of tight deadlines for some things. Now I'm going to give it to, before I get to you, Stephen, I'm going to go to the power of your words now to the Dean of Public Relations, Harris.
Everyone, you should have received an email from me on, I believe, 2 days ago, a couple days ago. So next Friday, February 7th, we'll be having a re-kickstart of the Million Power Movement campaign. It's going to be hosted in this room at the dining room that is my set. It's going to be from 5 to 7 p.m., so I hope to see you all there. We're going to have a keynote speech from Nation Sala, as well as talk by Susan Murphy, followed by a panel of students talking about conversations about addressing bias and creating more norms in communities. So I really hope to see you all there. If you have any questions, definitely send me an email. And we'll see you next week. And there's a great body. It's a great presentation.
Sorry, thank you. Community Life Committee update, Rep. Stephenko. Fantastic. Thank you so much for that. All right. And then the final thing I'm going to say is actually not on the agenda. What I've been doing recently, and I'm going to start doing from now, Sarah and I both, when we go down the initiative tracker, we're looking at the things that you all are doing and noticing a lot of trends and themes. So when we see that, we're trying to bring in speakers now or administrators who you might not have brought to contact before, but who might actually be very helpful to your cause, to a few of your causes. So, for instance, a lot of you are working on this. I need you guys to stop talking, please, all around. There are a lot of you who are working on things pertaining to safety on campus or things that are in regards to changing of sexual assault policies, things like bias reporting structures, anything like that. For that reason, next week, Kathy Zoner, Chief of the Cornell Police Department, will be here speaking at 5 o'clock. So please be on time and be attentive, and it would be helpful if you guys kind of had, you generated some questions beforehand that pertain to a lot of your specific initiatives, and you can get those answered right here on the spot. Now we're going to move into business of the day. R29, Student Supported Net Print Improvements, sponsors. At the table. Jordan, take it away.
Student supported net print improvements and the recommendation will require a majority vote of the existing number of government staff. Because this is a recommendation, the community is entitled to two selected votes. Both community votes will be allocated to whichever staff has a sponsored majority. And the rest of what we're going over today is all.
Terrific. Sponsors, I'll give you 3 minutes to introduce, and then we'll move on. I said I'll give you 3 minutes to reintroduce, and then we can go on with a general discussion.
Hello, everybody. We're here with Resolution 29, Support of Network Improvement. This is a special body with a couple of initiatives that we worked on last semester in DLC. The first being the price differential, setting the paper for the request to call. I'll talk about those on in a second. One thing I wanted to was the reading we had different documents for this initiative. The resolution 29 itself, I guess you could say that's the kind of stuff that we want CIT to work on. So we have some goals that CIT has to implement and some specific goals that the department and the road master and measures have control over. So I guess that would explain why we have a letter for the department and all the things we're hoping that they will do. And also the outline for the CIT. So the price differential, we talked about that last week, which is 9 cents, 7 cents spread between the front side and the back side of the paper. And we think it will have a lot of potential in making really long readings or any class notes. I think the discount compound for me from the large front of the paper and it does have the potential to reduce consumption. The second thing which Emma Johnson from CLC talked about last week was using 100% recycled post-consumer waste paper in all the printers that the department has. The idea is about a decade ago, but a lot of the departments went by the department and measuring them Senator Blunt, who was a member of the House last week, was the main issue that double tied all setting in all computer apps and all personal computers. So I guess the problem with that has been, depending on what kind of document you print a PDF or a page, sometimes it defaults to 100%. If you compare all the versus man library has a lot of problems with the interfaces where you have to click through a couple of menus to justify the setting. So that's something, some of those problems can be fixed by the IT changing the basis of the software, and some of those problems are actually pretty simple to fix with the IT staff in specific buildings installing the IT software. Some of those are easy fixes, some aren't easy, but we wanted to approach both of those solutions. And then I think the last thing I want to mention was we definitely want to hear from everyone on any kind of directions, I guess, that they have with their specific department. Todd talked about it last week with architecture, and we also heard from seeing about the problems with the cover sheet in the hotel school. So I think there are specific problems that are all departments that we want to solution. We'll have that.
Fantastic. The speakers list is now open. First on the speakers list is Representative Block. Oh, your time is up. Go for it.
Wonderful. So guys, this looks pretty good. I think that the best part of this is defaulting to double-sided. I obviously think you're going to hit some resistance with moving to consumer 100% recycled, because I think, as I remember, it's like double the cost for paper. Is that right?
So it is double the cost, but in terms of how much it costs for per page that you're actually printing out, because we're not actually the same cost for ink and pressure maintenance. So when you're talking about per active print job, maybe a quarter of a cent difference, or half a cent per page. So, you might come up to almost 100%. I think what Matt was going after was that we start with 100% and then there's 30%, 50% that we might negotiate down to, and those are going to be much more reasonable.
Right. And then I guess my question is, with these resolutions that, it's a consensus body, they don't really do anything. You're probably going to use this for leverage in your negotiations. So I guess my question is, if they come to you and say, we'll charge a cent more per page, and then we're going to move to 100% consumer post waste, is that a position that you guys are going to move forward with?
So you're saying that we'll charge 10 cents
for
10 cents. I think that's something that we can either come to the assembly and ask them, or work with the department and try to get an idea of what the students would actually want. But generally, we're trying to keep the cost down for the students as much as possible. I guess that's our priority.
Yeah,
and definitely the 30% is a more than fair compromise, if there is a need for
something. Next is Rep. Drucker.
I'm just wondering what you guys
Rep. Thompson.
Indicated to that the treatment difference would make, you know, would that they would make that change. I think that there's no harm in pushing the treatment difference as long as the department is reviewing and doing their best to make sure that it's reviewed. We know that it's not going to do it, which means that a more safe scenario, you know, stuff or things would decrease and students are taking stuff on for being more careful.
Next is, so we've extinguished the speaker for a second. I'll entertain any motions at this time.
I call the question.
There's been a call to question. It has been seconded. Is there any dissent? None? Seeing none, we are going to go to a vote. First, the community will vote. So, Matt, that's all you. So, collectively, the community has two votes. So, if you are in favor of resolution 29, please raise your placard or your hand. All those community members opposed, seeing none, collectively the community has two votes in favor of R29. Now for the SA members, all those in favor of R29, please raise your placard. Okay, that just got kind of wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Not checking me. All right. Great. And then all those opposed. What's this? No. I didn't count me, but I added those two. Okay. By a vote of 27 to 0 to 0, the resolution passes. 27 because it's not
to go. I have not here to shut up the meeting, but Emma's done a lot of work on things that, but especially Emma, contributed a lot to it. So thank her to see her around. She's supposed to be a gold star. She's not here, to be honest.
Great. Thanks. All right, so what you're asking is a point of order, and we're gonna go over that at the retreat also, but it's a point of order, and no, to answer your question, there isn't a provision that if there's only one person in the audience that they don't get that vote, but that's just how the cookie crumbled this time. Nope. But if you want to change it, you can always bring forth a resolution. In the charter. Now, we're going to move on to new business, wrong agenda. And that is going to be R30, supporting a human ecology quick print station. Did I do that wrong? No. Yeah, supporting a human ecology quick print station, VP Harris. You want to
take questions? Well, I'm going to
take. So you have 3 minutes to present.
All right, thank you. All right, so this resolution was inspired by the Pennsylvania County Council on specifically presenting the environment of the Secretary on CA administration for the resolution of the portfolio that you gave today. Basically, the premise is that a lot of the other schools have a presentation in their buildings. She and Carlton is not. She's primarily a state and local person in the need of that. Most of the facilities don't have the power of that arrival. And a lot of the team colleges felt that there should be a quick print station in the team colleges that are really cheap buildings. And there are a lot of agencies that are consistent about that. There should be more agents in there. Basically, this resolution was presented to the team of the team colleges, the actors, as well as the CIC committee. This happened on December 6th, and the team brought the CIC people in there. So when we spoke about this, they basically raised some complaints about having the curriculum we put down, but also coming out with just having three certificates in the college. These are things that we're going to get updates on, but it's in the process of being worked on right now. But we're still in the resolution code because this is going to be submitted a while ago. I'd also like to mention the other
name of
the office.
Second. It's been a motion to move this to business of the day. It's been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, this is now going to be business of the day, which means it is open for general discussion. Great. No problem. First on the speaker's list is Representative Block, or VP Block, I'm sorry. Good moment.
I wouldn't be that lucky. I have never been more in support of a resolution than this one right now. Look, guys, realistically, you know, this is a good example of a time when it seems like this is going to get done anyway. It seems like Ian and the rest of the Undergraduate Advisory Council, they could do it like without an essay resolution. But these are important. This is a lesson because they help formalize the process. They provide another, you know, realm of support to the dean. It's a good way to publicize our efforts. I really don't think we should spend much time talking about this because, you know, it's a pretty good idea, I guess.
There's someone else in the speaker, please.
Oh, well, if someone else wants to talk about it, go ahead. But I suggest that you vote on this. Now.
Great. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Vesta.
I can call the question.
There's been a call to question that's been seconded. Is there any dissent? Are there a few more people on the speaker's list? Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we are going to go into a vote on this. We'll do a simple since this is a recommendation, the community just get to collect this vote.
Alphonse is part of the community.
Alphonse is part of the community. So, this is true. Ex-officio members do count as part of the community.
So each person has a vote. Yay!
Gina also has a vote. Your ex-officio is listed as you're the advisor for the opposition assembly, so you technically have a vote. All those community members in favor of the resolution to vision.
Wow, are we about to have a fight here?
Pretty divided, I don't know. Enrico, this is you know, kind of soothe your qualms in this sense now, the three people. And all those opposed. Tough crowd. Team, I don't know, opposed. Record 2 yes votes in favor of R30. FA members now vote. All those in favor of R30, please raise your placard. Are you voting yet? There we go. There we go. All those opposed. All those who abstain?
I didn't want to go there.
Fantastic. By a vote of 27-0, the resolution passes. I do want to echo what Jeff said about these things. We are formalizing a process and doing great things like this. One of the good benefits about this is I want you to notice how Ian is still, his primary job is the representative for the College of Human Ecology. He still is working and doing stuff there. And it's a good example for those of you who are college reps who actually have an undergraduate council or something like that within your colleges to be working with those governing bodies also, so you bring those things up. I mean, Todd also, you know, you just got the Dean Student Council put back or reestablished. Thankfully, in AAP, so hopefully we'll hear some bigger coming from that as well. Alright, next we're going to move on to R45, Enhancing Cornell Health Awareness, Representative Lustig. And Representative. Okay, 3 minutes to present.
So basically, this is a relatively simple piece of legislation, and that is a new foundation in the work that the student body holds to Cornell High. But before I actually get into the specifics, what I want to do is thank you, all the SA members here, especially Fiona, on the last week talking with my first piece of legislation. This resolution is going to be the final product after 3 months of work with Cornell High. After we pass this resolution to approve Cornell community, a subcommittee composed of dedicated Cornell document officials and Cornell students will work together with the ultimate goal to display the nutritional information in the dining halls. In the subcommittee, we will use this resolution as a guide to what our student body wants in the areas that promote dining and improve on. We are going to first work on displaying nutritional information instead of menu items in the dining halls. Then by using this resolution as a guide, students will help Cornell dining officials with the manpower necessary to eventually add every single menu item to the nutritional information database. Already, Cornell dining is moving towards the standardization of menu items. Also, this information is making, Cornell dining is making nutritional information more easily and readily available in non-dining hall locations with static menu items. Members of the Cornell Dining want this resolution because it's basically the one that I talked with establishes a baseline as to what Cornell students want. Other universities have traditional information displayed in non-static menu items, so the basic reasoning is why not Cornell. With the passage of this resolution, we will help Cornell Dining get there and we will improve Cornell's standards for all.
So, I put out the map of the nutritional information as an application is available. So, this is kind of the long-term goal. And I think, personally, that's something you should use more time to talk about exactly what she put in the letter. Just because it's right now it's kind of the but definitely working on it.
Great. So we're going to open up the speakers. This is the time. Remember, this is still new business, and it will only be questions and comments that are not argumentative in nature. I'm not actually going to entertain that, only because, as Rihanna said, there are a couple things still need to be made specific, and since this actually is a recommendation right now, and it's actually, since dining is actually on board, we might change it. I think you guys should change it to like legislation. So you can do that next week. First on the speakers list is Representative Hittinger.
First off, congrats on the legislation. It's a great accomplishment. So we expect this in the last block with the work that we're doing with the app developing last semester. And so it's functional right now, no problem, technical with having to work with our last. But you know, when we had this discussion, we wanted to include nutritional information through this app so that it's accessible and easy to everyone on campus. And you know, exactly as I was saying, they that's a long-term goal, proactively acquiring people information so that when you know, finance community is that we display official information they will have at that point. But so could you describe a little bit more of any kind of, I know this doesn't mean kind of met. Has it met yet? Oh no. Okay, so could you describe kind of like your intention for clarifying the language of this resolution in terms of how you plan to procedurally actually like get nutritional information, not only acquire it for food but also distribute it and preferably also make it in some sort of electronic form so that it can be fully in the app as well.
Right. So it's definitely something that we definitely want to do for now because such a lot of universities have that. I know I went to the University of Michigan over quarter grade and they actually had a whole gallery down for all items on the menu. Those that were not even set, which means I guess just that they always say the same competitive like cash tips. So you can't count that up or change it very much. So the one thing though, which is why we want this resolution passed, and the reason when I was talking with the dining officials beforehand, and even after the past few months, it really seems as it's something that they want to get in later. However, I talked with dining officials and matter of fact afterwards, come see me and I'll give you your contact information. But after talking with the dining officials, I basically guarantee with this resolution that Cornell Dining will meet with me to form this subcommittee.
Oh, okay. No, I just said 10 seconds, I'm sorry.
So basically, I'm guaranteed afterwards to meet with to have the subcommittee to get the nutritional.
Okay, next is VP Block.
Cool, you're all there. So just to preface this question, I used to hold the distinguished role of the sandwich artist at Appy. So I guess my question is, Mr. Alton, do you really want to know the caloric intake from Appy?
Well, you know what, I would obviously tells you that I think everybody should know what they're putting into their body. If you disagree with me on that, that's fine.
I don't know that.
I'm really disappointed I missed you as a sandwich artist. I'm actually really disappointed about that. Next is EVP Valak.
Hey, so I was just wondering why this has been on the back burner for dining. Like, what are the major hurdles into making this happen? Is it because the meals aren't standardized? Like, could you give us just a little bit more information about why this has been going on?
Yeah, so
that's Stefanko.
Yeah, so I guess my question is, one of the things is kind of ask who specific people that are done by me say that the drug has the first question. And the next question is, I guess I don't really understand the fact of showing them from minutes and what that is and what their role is and things like that.
Okay, yeah, of course. So there's two main people that I've been talking with a lot.
Next on the speaker list is Rep. Thompson. Next on the speaker's list is Rep. Liu, followed by Rep. Strucker.
Like what
like, really, or what comes out of, like, the diagnosis. So I was wondering just how feasible it is to get all the information and who is collecting this information. Because I wasn't sure if it was, like, staff that was working with or other people in the
environment. Right. So, to your first question, in this resolution, all I ended up writing was, if you guys can see lines 23 and 24, to display nutritional information in the dining halls. I'm more than willing to, if you want that, to be added to, what were the locations that you said? Right, we are in these locations. That's one thing to consider. But one thing that the freshman class really wanted was, because this is our first time away from home, and really we don't know that much about, I guess, the calorie count, the diet, that was something that I was told to be. But now, I want to go ahead and listen to the dining hall on your campus, where the majority of our team is, have that information there displayed. So that's why it only says the dining hall there. To your second question, about 30,000 calories or about 30,000 pieces is Cornell Dining wants to go ahead and, like Rihanna has said, go ahead and investigate that additional information. With this resolution, I guarantee that I can go ahead and get that subcommittee so that we can help them with the manpower to get those, put all those ingredients in the database sooner. So this is something where it will get done eventually, but it would be helping them do it.
Thank you. I'm going to ask all side conversations to stop while we have two people at the table presenting. Next on the speakers list is Rep. Drucker, followed by Rep. Worsham.
I'm not sure if I'm going to maybe 2 years ago, it was about the Design for America, where we're going to call them our PCP, and they made different sizes of their goals, and I think that methods like that are more effective in controlling the portion size of someone, because if you restricted how much food you put on a plate, it was essentially restricting on food that they were eating. So I think that proactive solutions such as that may be more beneficial than just projecting calorie content on food. So I think that if you really want to pursue this resolution, you should find more out-of-the-box ideas on how to make Cornell a healthier environment for students that decide what their vision is. So I think that the calories are a good idea, but I think you should go further and think of more solutions to control how much students take and control the health of some of them.
Okay, thank you very much. For that, what I wanted to say is first ask, looking back in the past, what ended up happening with that? I mean, why aren't those goals there still today? That's something that I'd like to further investigate.
I had a meeting at RTCC in Flushing, so I don't know if it's over there. You might be there, but I just remember from last semester that at least in that dining hall, it was way more controlled. Voice the guy that was in the dining hall, it was just standing around the place.
Okay.
Next on the speaker's list is Rep. Worshaw, followed by Rep. Zhao.
Because we have a resolution back in first, will be able to go ahead and take that proactive approach so we can get all that nutritional information out to students. Basically, this resolution, honestly, this is just to improve the health and well-being of the students here at Cornell. I think every student should have that, I guess, information displayed to them. If you disagree with me, that's something else.
Next is Rep. Dow, followed by Rep. Endo. Next is Rep. Andari, followed by Rep. Miller. Next is Rep. Maletti, followed by Rep. Henderson, and then Rep. Nadi. Don't worry.
Okay, so I did a lot of research when I worked for my dining initiative, fresh perspective, and I surveyed as a fresh chef. I wanted to talk to him and said, like, what changes would you guys like to see? And one of them, this actually came up a lot, and for whatever reason, we left it off. So it wasn't part of a special session, but I would like to say that one, addressing one of the representatives' points there, that the freshman definitely do want to see this, so this is definitely a good change. That's the first thing. The second thing is that I really like the suggestion about taking it out of the dining hall, especially like there shouldn't be discrimination based on nutritional information based on food groups. I mean, I'm glad that the FDA doesn't do that. And then thirdly, I'd just like to say that I work with the nutritionist that he's speaking about. I work with Michelle, and she is just a fan. So I really urge this family to pass this, because by having legislation, it would be curious to me this special.
Next on the speaker's list is Rep. Henderson, followed by Rep. Bonatti.
Yeah, so my question is whether it's a possibility that Diane Coates for a kind of approximation can speed up the process instead of devoting such a large amount of manpower to
the community. You know, you're absolutely right with that. In fact, one of the things that was brought up in the dining committee, one of the gentlemen there from the Hotel Dining asked what would be, one thing that we would do first would be to put in the estimate, which, again, Michelle, the dietitian there, didn't really want that because she wanted to have it be exact versus that would be more work on her part. But I can say that. Anyways, with getting that, the estimate, I think, would be great. And that would be something that certainly would be something to consider when I'm not
interested.
Next on the speaker's list is Rep. Bonatti, followed by VP Tolkien.
Yes, so thank you very much for the invitation. I think it's a great idea from an international perspective. We all know that the U.S. has one of the world's largest community in the and I think that everybody knows that we know that irrespective of the flake side, people reveal a lot of the food and they might have many other things, and the decision definitely won't have a negative effect. You know, more information is better. So, if you have the information about the other content of what you're reading, it will be helpful. So, I think it's a really good idea. And then, definitely, there's something to expand it and cover that in the location, for example, including like I said, for example, and I think a Starbucks thing can be the number of calories for a cappuccino, but it doesn't do that a lot of effect. So, it's
thank you.
Next on the speaker's list is VP Tulsi, followed by Rep. Polly Khan.
Thank you, Dr. Ramon, and this is awesome. The coach was here, and I think we're too tall for ERP. We've become, I guess, the point where we're sort of, we're talking a lot about things that actually have access to a token on the page here. I think what we need to think about is, you can commit a subcommittee without passing a resolution. I think that's what you're saying here. You're saying that you want to commit a subcommittee to stop this. And it seems like in terms of this may be a long-term goal, but I think it's easier right now. So what I'm recommending is that that whether or not it passes, that you just create something for yourself, but you don't need any discussion to make that as you make the class about some condition. And then you can from there you can try to make it happen, but it will be a long-term it will happen. The other thing I was gonna say is do you have sort of information on A, whether Cornell is pressure or being a very healthy diet, and B, whether this would actually make like a difference. Because there already are some things like this is your food here, and I'm not sure if people who knows are sort of wondering if you would read this, if you have any information on that.
Yeah, so first of all, definitely, I definitely find this about needing a resolution behind it. I talked to the dining officials for about 3 months now. And again, like I mentioned before, they've been on this for the last 10 years now, and it's something that they want to keep doing, but it's never really had the effect that it really should. So what I would really say is that this resolution needs to be passed, really giving you leverage in meeting with the dining officials, and that way we can guarantee to meet those people and get this discussed. How we implement getting that conditional information out to people, that's something that I think there's a wide range of options there, and that's something that should be discussed in the subcommittee. I mean, it's something that definitely won't, I won't let go of, you know what I mean? Something where I'll keep working on it until we actually get the conditional information out to everyone else.
Max, did you have a... Oh, I thought you made a face at me, so I was like, oh, okay, never mind. Next is Rep. Ali Khan, followed by Deepa Batista.
Yeah,
Are you allowing me to proceed with the speaker group now? Thank you. I appreciate it. Next is VP Batista, followed by Rep Ma.
Again, congratulations on the piece of legislation. I think this is a good forum to bring forward discussion on something that's only been stagnating for a while because I think it's a really long process. First of all, I know there are representatives that have been working on this for previous years. So I actually suggest trying to reach out to like Representative Kerr, who was on a previous assembly, because I know we've worked on this for a really long time. And see like what problems we came across from like the SAV point. And then also, I just in regards to these therefore results plus, how do you plan to present the nutritional information? Because in your appendix it shows like example meals almost. Or would people not used to be like all this math in their head and everything? I just really want to focus on what the legislation does and how you actually see this come to fruition or if it's even thought about yet.
Yeah. One thing that I will say is that what we really saw coming into this was what's fresh in mind, what the nutritional information is like for them. Again, here, one thing that all when freshmen were looking at this in the commission, they ended up finding this right off the dining website, or I guess summary, if you will. And that was really, even that would be something that would be beneficial to the installation of dining halls. If more people do think that these more times is too big of an issue for me to just handle, and it's been happening for a while now,
good to hear. Next is Brett Ma, and then we'll go to the second speaker's list if there's nobody. Can you speak into the microphone? Next on the speaker, or that extinguishes the first speaker list. Is there anyone who did not speak on the first speaker list that wishes to speak before we move on? VP Harris.
Hey guys, congratulations on the prestigious legislation. I just have a question for you. There's a professor in human ecology, Professor Monson, and he does a couple of studies about this year of serving science and three portions of things like that. He's the one who kind of lobbies to get the trade as well as species and things like that. So I was wondering if you reach out to him to talk about your initiative or if you plan to do so.
No, I would definitely plan to reach out to him about saying that.
Yeah.
All I ever did was focus on being with people
who help die. I can say this though after.
Okay.
I'll be right back. I'll reach out.
All right. Sounds good.
Next is Rep. Talbot. We're going to move on to the second speaker group now, and first up is Rep. Worship. Remember, because I know now people are speaking twice, and I don't want to seem like debate, remember these are questions or comments that are not argumentative in nature, just a reminder. Go ahead. Next on the speaker's list is Rep. Liu, followed by Rep. Thompson.
Just the
Next on the speaker list is Rep. Thompson, followed by Rep. Dow. Next is Rep. Dow, followed by Rep. Hittinger.
I have a motion. Given everyone's thrill, like really excited state of mind right now, I move that we table this and just do the deck for 30 minutes.
I'm actually not going to recognize that motion, and we'll talk after. Next is Rep. Hittinger, and that's going to be followed by Rep. Millett.
So just for the first order of business, I just want to show everyone the app that I can call my phone that I have right here. The only reason it's not on the app store right now is because of technical issues with the server hosting it. So, secondly,
think that the most important is that we define the problem here. So a lot of people are talking about, how we're going to display it, the pink card versus red card.
Good reminder, just debate the things. Recommend it.
But the problem at hand here is getting nutritional information and having emphasis to, for Cornell dining to get it as soon as possible. So I think that is what should be included in this resolution, and so that's the only thing that matters right now. I, as President Leslie was saying, implementation is down the road. And so, I do believe that this resolution, I can work beyond Representative Leslie, but that it is, will be helpful in reinforcing this endeavor to include the information. I think there are a lot of additional things that you can do, which is, portion control, things of that nature. But I do want to encourage everyone here to kind of like help Representative Leslie in making this something that is seeking to get Cornell dining to start moving. That is like the issue of the problem to have to do it. Nothing more, nothing less. So, question on the end of that.
Thank you very much.
Next is Rev. Maletti, followed by Rev. Pacheco.
Okay, so some points were made about using the salt stuff. Actually, I think we need to bear in mind.
Remember, this is not debate, you guys, refresher. This is not debate between each other. This is questions and comments that are not argumentative in nature. So if you have a question for the sponsors about the content of the resolution, a recommendation for him going forward, for the sponsors going forward, these are the types of things we should be discussing here, or request recommendations for collaboration between the two of you. But this is not the point that you guys use to rebut each other. That will be next week. And when we're this business of the day, this new business. So just, you can proceed, but I need you to make sure you understand that. So
okay.
If it's not that, I'm going to cut you off.
Okay. No, it's, right. So I'm actually working without a resolution, and if I'm working out with you on it, I'm actually getting my symbols in. I love a lot of stuff. I don't have enough time to speak about it, but. And I'd love to work with you on it so that we can put it forward in a resolution, because I feel like knowing yourself what's even going to happen without a resolution. So I really like to work with you on that to make sure this goes to justice.
Thank you very much for that. And again, I think the information would be absolutely great to be able to with this and all problems.
Great. Next is Rep. Stefanko, followed by VP Batiste.
Yes, that is but I tend to agree with Jeff. I think that a lot of discussion is very preliminary. A lot of these discussions can happen after the meeting. I think that, in my opinion, there's not a lot of productive conversation happening. A lot of people are not really paying attention.
Okay, if it's not going to be for him, then I'm not actually going to recognize the motion because there's only one person left, and I didn't.
I was actually going under the
I'll recognize the motion. Go for it. All right, there's been a motion to table this. There's been a motion to table this until next week. It will come up again anyway. This is the last item of our agenda. This will be the next item on our agenda, so thanks for this. We're going to... Okay. You guys are not going anywhere until 6:30. Now I'm just going to motion to adjourn the meeting with this. Okay. There's been a motion to adjourn. It's been seconded during the dissent. Seeing none, the meeting is adjourned at 6:04.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.